Doug Christie.
Yes, sir.
He's a 15-year NBA veteran.
Chew.
Jason Ross.
Yep.
He's not. It's Doug Christie
and
Jason Ross.
We
on
love
Sports
you
1140 KHTK.
My career's not over. I still have time to be a 15-year NBA veteran.
I'm going to answer that question like Mark Spears.
Okay, they don't pick me at 9. They pick me at 39. Free agent signing? Summer League appearance? End of the bench in California Classic?
Jason.
Okay, it's not happening.
You're a 15-year veteran, right?
Not in the NBA.
How many?
In the NBA?
Yeah.
I never played in the NBA.
Yeah, you didn't play, but you're a broadcaster.
Oh, yeah, 20-something years.
Yeah, see?
Look at Chris. Optimistic does not fit him at all.
I don't like that.
Optimism. Yeah. Pass it on.
Chris. I mean, I think that's more years than Doug.
27 is more than 15.
So you know more about the NBA than Doug?
I agree with Chris.
Okay.
Chris and I agree.
I'll go with that.
Yeah. We all agree then.
Yeah.
I don't like the optimistic Chris, just so you know. Let's not do that.
Why?
Just mention Seattle.
I like my daily drama.
Chris, thoughts on Seattle?
Terrible.
Okay, he's back.
Learn how to make Mexican food, Seattle.
Coming up, we're going to have five on it here, five stories that we will be discussing in moments. Still the crossover in this final hour as well. And then, of course, A's baseball. Get to that about 6:10-ish or so today. Capital Casino is back with indoor gaming and dining located inside at 411 North 16th Street in downtown Sacramento. Let's do it, though. It's time for five on it.
I got five on it. I got five. A look at the top five at five. A spin around the nation to hear five stories. Five people, five opinions. This is I Got Five on It.
All right, here we go. Lots to cover on Five on It, so let's start right off the top. What's going on at the University of Texas? Could they be leaving their conference? Could they be joining the SEC? Could they be going on their own? Let's find out more. Taylor Gaspar Estes, editor of Horns 24/7, talking some University of Texas football. Taylor, let's start there. Has this been talked about for a while, or is this relatively new development coming from Texas?
You know, this has been something that's been going on behind closed doors for a matter of months. The University of Texas, you know, the Big 12 tried to get schools to extend their current media rights agreement past the current end date of 2025. And Texas and Oklahoma started their conversations months back about if they want to, you know, extend or be agreeing to extend this early, or if they want to kind of pursue other options. So that's where the SEC has come into the equation. There's been mutual interest showed from Texas, Oklahoma, and the SEC about the potential of the Longhorns and the Sooners joining the conference and essentially making the first super conference in college football. Those have been going on for months. And the way I look at the current status of this right now is from everything that our sources at Horns 24/7 have told us, is that the story and the news being publicized was not something that Texas, Oklahoma, or the SEC necessarily wanted. It was a move by Texas A&M in an effort to try to halt the current, you know, momentum that this potential new realignment of college sports could lead to. And the way I look at that is, if there wasn't serious momentum behind this potential super conference and adding Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC, this story wouldn't be leaked. And so, you know, Texas A&M officials have been very open about where they stand on the issue. Texas A&M athletic director came out at SEC Media Days on Wednesday saying that Texas A&M wants to be the only SEC team in the state of Texas. So, you know, there's a lot of moving parts and pieces right now, but these conversations have been going on for several months. It was not, you know, something that any of the parties, you know, the three main ones there involved really wanted to have leaked this early, but that, you know, there's a lot just kind of moving parts that go into how this all is going to play out.
Taylor, one of those pieces would be figuring out how to make it happen. So let's say that Oklahoma and Texas say, yes, they want to be in. Is there a vote that's required? Is there a unanimous vote that's required? Is this NCAA? Is it only the SEC? How does that work?
So a vote would be required by the SEC president to allow further expansion of the conference. From my understanding, they would need 11 of the 14 schools in the SEC to vote in favor of it happening. Wow. So really, at this point, what Texas A&M, who has been vocal and public about, you know, their disapproval of this potential reunion, essentially, with their in-state rival of Texas, and then adding Oklahoma in addition to it, they essentially are going to have to go on the warpath to try to get other schools in the SEC conference to be on board with them to vote against this. That's one of the few ways that this could, you know, really end the possibility of this further expansion of the Southeastern Conference. But, you know, that's going to take a lot, because that, I think that the majority of the SEC officials and the top officials have a lot of interest, and it's very substantial interest, in adding two, you know, historical type of programs like Texas and Oklahoma.
What is the gain, Taylor, for Texas? I mean, they have their own network. They have a humongous program, tons of money. Yeah, SEC has maybe a little more notoriety, but I don't know that Texas necessarily needs more of that. What is the potential gain for them?
You know, I think that a lot of this has to do with the, you know, the changing landscape in college football right now, with the college football playoff looking to expand to potentially a 12-team college football playoff. And then there's been talks for a long time between, you know, the Power Five type of conferences about what it would mean if they were to ever break away from the NCAA and kind of form their own governing body, to where it's kind of similar to the NFL, where they have, you know, they as a league, you know, negotiate their media rights and all of that. They can have their own health insurance plans for student athletes. There's a lot of different things that they could do if they were going to break away from the NCAA. Now, this type of situation makes you wonder if this is for what they're planning for, what they expect is going to be the future. You know, if the college football playoff expands to 12 teams, as it seems to be going in that direction, from what my sources told me is, you know, if Texas and Oklahoma were in the SEC, you can kind of get away with losing more than one game a season and still be able to get into the college football playoff, because the SEC is often highly regarded, you know, in the national eyes of college football as being the elite conference, where if Texas and Oklahoma are in the Big 12 and they have two slip-ups in a season, they probably have a less likely chance of making the college football playoff if the field expands to 12 teams, as it seems to be going in that direction. So I really think the biggest gain right now, especially for Texas, you know, they're likely going to have to give up the Longhorn Network in order for this to happen. But there could be long-term financial growth if that does, you know, if they were to join the SEC, it would be, you know, they wouldn't get pretty much, I think, around $100 million of the $300 million deal that ESPN and the Longhorn Network have with Texas right now. They wouldn't get the back end of that. However, I think that the potential of expansion of college football playoff has a huge part in this situation. And I think that both officials at Texas and Oklahoma realize that having that super conference may, you know, financially be more beneficial in the long run rather than holding on to their third-tier TV rights, which is the current situation of the Big 12 conference.
All right, Taylor, thank you. Good insight there. What's going on the University of Texas? More coming up on that, 5 on it with the Oklahoma perspective. Let's continue here on 5 on it, Doug, as we go to our next story, a reaction here to some audio from Jerry Jones on basically he'll do whatever it takes to get a Super Bowl.
I'd do anything known to man to get in a Super Bowl. That's a fact. And there's nothing in my mind that can have a higher priority than that.
You know, honestly, I believe him. I do, but it's
I don't.
How you don't think so?
Anything?
Would he give all his money away?
Well, okay.
See? I even have a different one. Like, yeah. He had the ability to be the Patriots before the Patriots, but the problem was he didn't – the ego got in.
Sure. That's hurt him before.
Would you pump your ego and pump your brakes and move the hell out of the way and let somebody run it and not have any say-so and allow them to do the job you hired them to do?
Could it be where they literally taking him for his word, he would do anything, but maybe he doesn't know how? Because maybe it is, hey, I don't see my ego as a problem.
He doesn't know how to not do anything?
No, maybe he doesn't know that by really anything, if that's what's in the way, his ego may have been with Jimmy Johnson, right? But maybe not seeing, like sometimes you can't see that for yourself. Other people could.
Right.
And, you know, obviously he had he known revisionist history, maybe he doesn't play it that way, but he did do it that way. Or does he not know how to hire the best coach? I don't know. I think he has every goal to do that. It just, they obviously haven't been successful at doing that.
I think that thing with Jimmy is very telling. Jimmy was really good. You went and got Switzer. You got different people. He won with his team.
Right.
Different. But Jimmy, he was about as good as it gets.
Yeah.
And you wanted it to be more about you as opposed to the Cowboys. And when I say that they had a chance to beat the Patriots, they were dominant.
Did.
And Jimmy was that guy, that personality, all those different things that you wanted. So when you say anything, I would agree with Chris. I don't know if anything is the word.
Yeah, you know what?
He wants to be that guy, but he's not that guy, pal.
Yeah.
He's not that guy.
You're not that guy?
Yeah.
He's not that guy, pal.
He's not that guy, pal.
Yeah.
What he said.
Yeah, you know what?
Me and Chris agree.
If he also, if someone said it's the best interest for you not to be running the team, not he could still be the owner. But, you know, he makes some of the decisions as well.
Could he still have his press conference?
He wants that, too.
Yeah. Would you give up your press conference?
maybe he wouldn't.
I'm just saying.
He's Jason, not that guy, pal.
It's not that guy.
It's
interesting to hear him. I understand the passion, all those different things, but sometimes you got to get out of your own way.
Yeah.
So you're saying he would do anything, but he won't do that?
So then he wouldn't do anything.
And he won't do that.
He definitely won't do that.
All right, let's go next. Our next topic here. Michelle Dapper, KCRA, right here in town, reporter, anchor, friend of the show as well. And we're going to be talking a lot more to Michelle Dapper coming up because the Olympics are starting, and every day on our show,
Air Day.
We're going to get a chance to check in with you. And on the morning show, I know Dave and Jay will get a chance to talk to Deirdre Fitzpatrick from over at KCRA as well. The Olympics are coming. You guys will have coverage. Michelle, this is an exciting time of year for you guys for sure.
Very exciting. Guys, thanks for having me. And, of course, we're just so busy, and we're rooting for Team USA and have that Olympic spirit going. It's funny. Right now I'm at a USA softball tournament. It's the Western Nationals for girls ages 10 through 14. So,
wow.
Hey, I'd like to say that I'm scouting the future Olympians in our area. We already have two on Team USA, so that's what I'm doing. My job is to scout the future.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have some young Olympians right
yep.
there. No doubt about it. Team USA women's soccer goes down in game one. You think that's going to be a big story moving forward, or do they rebound?
Absolutely. I mean, I unfortunately, I didn't watch it live. I watched it on replay, woke up, turned it on, pretty much was heartbroken. I mean, my question is, how does this team, they haven't faced adversity in forever,
mm-hmm.
if ever, for this squad. I mean, how does this team, you know, it's do or die now. And how do they respond is going to be a big question. They're back to square one of, you know, they ended Rio in disappointment against Sweden, and they begin Tokyo with disappointment against Sweden. So how does this team respond against New Zealand and then Australia on Tuesday? It's yet to be seen. I think it's going to really show what Team USA is made of and the character of this team. And, I mean, I think you're going to need your Carly Lloyds, your Rapinos, your veterans on this team. Julie Ertz provided a spark. I think you're going to need your veterans to really step up because it's win or go home. Team USA, unfortunately.
Michelle, they're going to have to exercise demons, but it's going to have to happen in the medal round, and it would be just about the best to make it the gold medal game. It's going to have to happen, and I'm here. It's going to be big, big drama on the biggest stage.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? It's funny because everyone's coming for the U.S.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to celebrate us losing if that happens, and I think there's no better way to come out next game and put on a show.
Michelle, how about another team from Team USA men's basketball? They have obviously a lot of pressure to win. There's the rest of the world is not far behind, if at all. And then all the complications of losing some players to COVID, gathering players late, Booker, Middleton, and Holiday on their way. They're still the favorites. You think they get through this 2 weeks and end on the gold medal stand?
You know, it's funny because when I watched that Nigeria game against the U.S. and I was impressed with Nigeria, especially with our local talent on that team as well. You know, Chimezie Metu, Sacramento King, and of course Gabe Vincent, who plays for the Miami Heat, but he's also a Stockton King and grew up in Modesto and went to St. Mary's in Stockton. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, I've been debating this one in the office quite a bit. I mean, I think when you add all the star power there, I think they can get it done. It's just how well are they going to play together, and did they have enough time with the additions of Booker and whatnot Do they have that chemistry? I think it's yet to be seen.
Michelle, we're in a pandemic. COVID has wrecked many things. We're getting reports that Japan, there's limits. They don't really want people there. How does this affect your coverage and you being able to do your job?
It's been different, that's for sure. I know a lot of the athletes, I've been talking with a lot of the athletes kind of through DMs of Instagram and whatnot, and I'm just asking questions, how are you over there, how is it? I know their response is, we really miss the fans. I mean, it's a ghost town, and of course the protocols are so strict. As far as for us, especially leading up to the Olympics, it was a lot of Zooms. Usually we can meet up with the Olympians before they take off, and you know, sometimes it's, you know, they're hesitant or they have certain rules that they can't fly home real fast and get a quick interview. It's been different, that's for sure. And a lot of, thank goodness for technology. I do have to say that because it's kind of saved us throughout this whole process.
Well, I know we look forward to talking to you on a daily basis over the next couple of weeks around 3:45 every day, talking about the Olympics, what has happened, what's going to happen that night, your guys' coverage on KCRA. It all starts tomorrow with the opening ceremonies. That's always a fun just celebration, even in this weird time that we're all in right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got Sue Bird as the flag bearer, along with Eddie Alvarez, who, by the way, is a winter and a summer Olympian. So that's pretty remarkable in its own right. I'm excited. I always love the Olympics. I just... you know, after Team USA's soccer loss, I'm kind of like, oh man, we got to pick it up.
Yeah, we'll get that jolt soon. Well, Michelle, we look forward to talking to you very, very soon. That is Michelle Dapper, part of Five on It today, but it'll be a regular part of the show over the next couple of weeks, talking more about the Olympics.
Speaking always of dressed to impress,
that makes her
dapper.
Okay, let's move on. Speaking of Olympians, past Olympians, this is an odd kind of combination here. Usain Bolt,
okay,
fastest man ever, alive,
Jamaica,
right?
The Bolt.
Talking about the NFL and Aaron Rodgers.
NFL.
One more, you know, chance before I let you go, just because you had mentioned it before. Did you want to make a plea to Aaron Rodgers to stay with the Packers?
I would beg Aaron Rodgers to stay. I think this year, like last year, we were very close. We were so close. You know what I mean? And I feel like this year we have had the draft. We got a lot of good players this season and a lot of guys that stayed, you know what I mean? Devontae Adams and everybody. So I need Aaron Rodgers to stay. Aaron Rodgers, please stay at Green Bay. We need him.
Oh, boy.
Hey, maybe if you suit up, take the top off the defense, that's a guy you could throw to.
Ronaldo Nehemiah gave that a shot.
Yeah? Skeets.
Yeah, Skeets. That didn't work too well. I was thinking, like how? Jamaican flag. Green, gold, black. Minus the black, that's what you got. Maybe he went with the colors.
I don't know, but the plea, do you think that'll do anything for Aaron Rodgers? Usain Bolt wants him there.
Let me think. No.
No.
It took me about
that
the
long?
Same amount of time as him running 100.
Yeah, and he downshifts.
Nah,
I'd love to watch him run.
I don't. I would say if Aaron stays, you probably have some connection there, or if they're not already friends, but... No, it's going to mean absolutely nothing. Aaron's going to do what Aaron's going
to
do.
I think everybody's to the point where we want some resolution on this, and I don't know when we're getting it.
He tried to give him a bolt of positivity. You saw what I did there?
I did.
Okay.
I didn't like it.
You didn't?
No.
Okay.
But I do miss him running. I really loved watching Usain. I mean, I just, greatness is, I love to watch it.
You know, the other thing is I enjoyed the fact that there were no questions around him, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
This is him. Doping, blood doping.
Never heard it.
Steroids.
Right?
You never heard any of that. And my goodness, beautiful to watch run.
Mm-hmm.
It just effortless. He's about my size, about 6'5", 6'6". Just put him down and pick him up.
All right, let's get to our last topic here on Five on It. We talked about the Texas perspective. Could they be living and looking at the SEC? So Oklahoma's in that mix as well. Chris Plank, host of Sooner Radio Network and Fox Sports Radio, back with us here on the show on Five on It. Chris, all right, we've heard a little bit about Texas. Why is Oklahoma intrigued and interested in possibly moving to the SEC?
Come on, man. It's the SEC. Let's go.
So they want to beat the SEC.
you would much, or I, listen to me, this being very homeristic here. I would much rather be having the old, and it's going to be more challenging, right? It's no walk in the park or anything of that nature, but I'd be all about a Saturday night in Tuscaloosa as opposed to a Saturday morning kick in Lawrence. You know, this is this is a generational move, if indeed it plays out, and all indications appear to be pointing towards it, pointing out. And listen, guys, this is a real inside baseball kind of mindset on it, but Oklahoma and the Big 12 has always controlled its third-tier right, and it's a very lucrative opportunity for them. But, you know, we've seen the regional sports networks and kind of where they've gone and the consolidation, and I don't know if that money was still there for Oklahoma with its third-tier rights that were there before. So I think, you know, you now get under an umbrella with not only the best conference in college football, but a great TV deal and your third-tier rights. You know, you no longer have to worry about producing them yourself, and you're making a lot of money off an SEC network. Mm.
Chris, Texas A&M going in had some success versus Alabama with Johnny Manziel. Would I be far off to say that Oklahoma could have similar success, maybe criticized for having five wide receivers and no one in the backfield from time to time because it's not SEC type of football? Nice. But could they have that type of success?
Sure. Hey, man, the SEC is playing Big 12 football now.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something. We got a Cali kid that's coming in 3 years. His name's Malachi Nelson. We've got Oklahoma's got Caleb Williams, who's on campus now out of D.C., a five-star recruit. And I'm sure you guys have talked about or have seen Spencer Rattler. They're in a really good spot at that quarterback position for the next, you know, 5 to 6 years. And as long as you – and the tradition has been great under Lincoln Riley. Two first-round picks, three Heisman finalists, two Heisman winners. Baker and Kyler, obviously, with Jalen Hurts to transfer in. And you know, Jalen only had really 1 year. What, Jalen only had like 6 months in his system. Right. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to see what they have at the quarterback position to help establish that for them over the better part of, you know, the next – decade, which will really help them to be successful in a very tough SEC conference.
SEC quarterbacks make a lot of money, I understand.
Allegedly. I don't know if I'm buying it right now. Come on, man. If anyone was making seven figures based on their social media activity, I think it'd be Spencer Rattler. Holy smokes, that dude is everywhere. But, yeah, I think that has a lot to do with this, too. I mean, no cap. I mean, you're thinking about a situation where you've got guys like Bryce Young, if that's indeed legit, where he's kind of – and you see the story about Bo Nix right away having his deal with Milo's Iced Tea or something of that nature. You see that, and I think there's more lucrative opportunities for him in a place like the SEC because you'd be playing in the best conference. It's just been fascinating how quickly this all has gone down.
Chris, does this have to be with Texas? Is it more likely to happen as a package deal, independently, one or the other? What's the role of kind of the two universities at the same time?
Oh, great question. It's odd because if you were to think of two of the programs of the Big 12 working together, you might think of Oklahoma and Oklahoma State and maybe Texas going off and doing their own thing. If you're to believe some of the reports, and Brian Davis out of the Austin American Statesman has a really good read on it, Texas and Oklahoma were a little bit concerned whenever the first and the most recent agreement came out and the Big 12 wanted them to commit for 5 years. So if you were to believe that the Texas side of things, this is the first step in exploring their options, right? On the Oklahoma side of things, I feel like you could say the same thing, but I don't – yes, they're working together. Yes, they're in conjunction with each other. But I think if Texas peels off and says, all right, there's more money for us as an independent, I don't think that Oklahoma would say, we're going independent too. I think Oklahoma would still be on its way to the SEC, and it might open the door for another school to join them. But let's make no mistakes about it. Right now, this is an Oklahoma, Texas, bed buddy, bed partners, however you want to term it, deal, getting to the SEC together and carrying on that tradition in the Southeastern Conference.
Hey, Chris, it makes a lot of sense because when we watch Big East basketball split up and St. John's is no longer playing against Georgetown and Villanova, this is a Red River rivalry. It makes sense that you can keep that alive.
Yeah, and, you know, it's going to suck because Bedlam has developed into a fun game on the schedule. And I don't know if it would be a situation, Bedlam being Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, where that would continue. But we've lost rivalries, and we're getting the presumption of one over the next couple of years between Oklahoma and Nebraska. And it's the 50-year anniversary this year of the game of the century. Mm. So, you know, you realize how much those rivalries meant to your program. And I think if you were to poll any Texas or any Oklahoma fan, They'd give up just about anything on their schedule to make sure they could still play OU or OU play Texas in the Cotton Bowl every single year. So, yeah, you're on to it, man. It's a big deal to make sure this rivalry stays intact despite what conference they're in.
Last thought real fast, Chris. Is this thing going to linger, or are we going to have, like, a decision on some – like, is this happening soon if it does happen?
Well, tonight they had a meeting. The Big 12 athletic directors had a phone teleconference, and Oklahoma and Texas were invited, and they both no-showed. So that's a pretty good sign that maybe this thing is moving a little bit faster than we even anticipated. Now, the TV deals aren't up until, like, 2024, 2025. So, you know, is it going to be a deal where an ESPN steps in and buys things out early? Could this be a deal where Fox steps up? You know, the Big 12 is right there, the Pac-12 and the Big 10, as the major properties for Fox. So could Fox swoop in at the last minute and try to save this deal for the Big 12? I don't know, but it appears as if this thing is happening at a very breakneck speed right now, to where Oklahoma and Texas are on their way to the SEC, and the finalization of it would be sooner rather than later.
Wow, the landscape changing. Thank you, Chris. We appreciate that. Or potentially changing in college sports, which it honestly always does.
Booyah, Shaka. Yeah.
Yeah, even with all the tradition. All right, that is Chris Plank. That is 5 on It.
On It!
We will break, come back. Much more to get to here, including the crossover as we lead you up to the A's and the Mariners, all still ahead right here on KHDK. Back here on Sports 1140 KHDK, Capital Casino is back with indoor gaming and dining located inside at 411 North 16th Street, downtown Sacramento. Jason Ross, Doug Christie, revisiting some of our top stories today. The baseball note we told you earlier, looks like the A's can check off Nelson Cruz as a guy they will not be getting because he was dealt in a deal from the Twins to the Rays. So Tampa, second place in the AL East, one of the better teams in baseball, looking to kind of get a little boost to their lineup is one of the moves. And now we'll just see what happens over the next few days as far as baseball teams trying to, you know, bolster their group as they go forward.
Yeah, this is the time. You see some holes, and there's some people out there that you think can really, as you say, bolster your team and help you out. Now's the time. Nelson Cruz, pick up for them.
Yeah.
What was the kid's name? Was it Blake? The pitcher?
Blake Snell. That went to the Padres?
He went to the Padres.
And yep.
A lot of that was he wasn't vibing getting taken out.
Well, that was such a critical choice.
It
yeah.
really was. I mean, wow. That is kind of like taking Shohei Ohtani out the other night. And
yes.
He's just
the
absolutely
game flipped.
Opened
Bye.
Up a can.
Yeah.
Laureano.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
I was coming in here real quick. You guys are watching soccer, MLS Orlando, Philadelphia. You need to turn to the Olympic Channel, NBCS, I believe is where it's at.
Jason is just he's got his Yankees on one channel, so he's not paying attention to anything else.
We were watching some type of prelims or something from last year, or some sorts of kayaking.
Oh.
And me and Chris are sitting up here looking at the television, and I just can't understand how far these people are rowing, and you see it 1,000 meters and 1,500 meters, and then they're still going. And then they're still going. And then they're still going. And it's a one-person kayak.
Get your shoulder lifts on.
No. There's no.
Come on.
Honestly. How far do you think you could go? Right now, no training, no anything. How many meters do you think you could?
I don't know. I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't know.
The stroke of.
I always say, this is stupid. I go as far as I need to go. So if I need to get there, I'm going to figure out a way.
That's kind of what I was thinking, barring like something absolutely ridiculous. But if it was a good length, but you're like, you've got to get from this side to the other side of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy going to make it.
As long as it's not an absurd, like you go, it's 12 miles. Well, okay, I'm not doing that. But is it, I don't know what that number would
be. I'm going to pay the price in the morning.
They have to be at least going 2,500 meters, at least. I mean, literally, what is it, softball? Literally, I'm sitting here from the beginning to the. Is that race over, Chris?
What's that?
Look up. Is that race over?
1,600 is a mile, yeah, right?
It's still going.
1,600 is a mile. So if they're talking 2,500 roughly.
I'm thinking it's over. They're still going. This was going on during Five on It, and the same race is still going.
Yeah, well, see, it's a race. Your boy.
Yeah, you're not racing.
No.
Yeah, I might have a little juice.
Yeah, I've seen that when it's. Oh, that's not kayak. That's rowing.
Skulls. It's
you're
skulls.
Actually not allowed to use juice at the Olympics, DC, just to let you know.
But this one was solo, that's not even a team.
Yes, here, you got to go to 7 something. Where are we? Chris, what channel is that? 723.
Oh, change it. Okay. Leave that one on. Change the other one.
The varsity's on over there.
Oh, God.
Come varsity?
On. Yeah.
What was that?
Yankees.
The Boston Red Sox?
Oh, I see what you're talking about.
Okay.
Those are streamlined.
Yeah. It's still the same people.
Yeah.
Well, they've gone they've for been 7 minutes for 7 and 30 minutes. Seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, man, look at, so, it's just look heat at her one. Shoulder muscles. Yeah. Goodness.
This
gracious.
Is a prelim.
Look how quiet the water is.
I would like to know how long a skull. If anyone knows a solo skull, now there may be different.
First of all, it's going to be difficult to stay in the lane. Okay.
There's the end.
Oh, there's the end.
We're seeing the end.
Hey, Jay, perfect timing. Your boy's a little left-hand dominant.
Well, you got to get your rhythm going, brother.
And my left arm is just a little bit longer than my right.
I was going to say, it's just two people?
No.
Here comes the rest.
She's from Iraq or Iran. I can't remember. Yeah. And then there's two more contestants. Someone, Nigeria would be me.
They jumped out and they're going for a swim.
Oh, yeah. So
they left their keys back.
This young lady right here. They went to commercial.
Jay, your boy going to finish. I ain't saying how long.
In 30 minutes?
Now, I don't know how long that is.
I know. I've been trying to see how long.
30 minutes is 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That's how long it is.
They finished whatever they did in 7 minutes and 47 seconds.
And I want to come back tomorrow. I got something for
you. So that's basically 8 minutes.
What is the farthest or longest endurance thing you've done? Like that type of thing.
I did 12 hours here one time.
Oh.
That is a marathon.
Well done, Chris Ramon. Well done, sir.
Answer of the century.
Da,
right
da. That was
I was spot on, see. Yeah. That was a great answer. I don't know if I need to follow that.
I don't either. I have nothing for you, buddy. That was
fantastic.
Yeah, I think he had his tube, bro. He was, did the whole.
Can we take perfect. That and send that to the powers that be?
Yes.
He
bird bathed it, the whole deal.
Nothing really. Mine's has always been fast, quick, as Mike Mayock is known for, quick twitch sports.
Yeah, yeah. And baseball, you might have to run. But if there was a lap or something, there's not really.
I mean, I've ran miles. Yeah.
Did you guys have to have a timed mile for the Kings or anything like that?
No,
we did.
In baseball?
In college. Not in the minors.
Yeah,
but college
we did too.
Under 6 or something like that?
It was 8.
I can't remember.
Yeah, it was 8 for your baseball. He
made us run on the beach because it was real difficult. So he'd drop us off and then drive the van down and let's go. See you on the other
Baywatch.
Yeah, that part too. 30 minutes jump rope, weight vest.
Oh, nah, that's a lot.
That's impressive. That's
a lot. I was trying
You know what? Boxing.
Oof.
But I was a young lad, so I didn't have to do the longest as some of the competitors, older teenagers, young men were doing.
Here I come.
Yeah, that's you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that would be you just now not even finishing the race.
My point is I'm in the house. Yeah.
Yeah, about 35 minutes.
And that would be the look on my face.
Right. Like, 35 minutes later.
That's okay.
Okay, what is the distance? Oh, we're not. They still don't. Why are they not showing us the distance?
Single skulls.
A skull's a certain amount. We just know it's a certain amount.
Hey, I'm just trying to finish, bro.
I get it. Me and you both. Look, would you be one of those guys who's holding the rowboat? Look how they're holding it.
I'm coming in first between the four of us. Let me put that out.
Nah.
You
too long.
I'm going to be talking too.
No, you too long.
Jay, slow up.
You too long.
You got shorter arms.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Efficiency.
Yeah, see, efficiency. Okay? Movement. No wasted space. No wasted energy. No wasted movement.
I got you.
You too long. First of all, you would have a tough time fitting in one of those things.
Oh, we're going to get it professionally,
That boat, that kayak or that rowing boat's got to be about $50,000.
I'm trying to find the 100 bands. Here.
Yeah, we got a sponsor. We'll figure it out.
Okay. Well, yeah. Saying.
Fit your boy. Yeah, get it in. I'm no doubt. Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
It's okay.
What?
Let's call it a mile.
Oh, that's longer than that. It's longer than that. It's closer to three, probably.
Man, where do you find that type of water? Look at it. It's just not.
The one on the bottom is going bananas.
That one is not going to win.
Well, hey, Jay.
You peaked too
if
fast.
That's what I have to do, I'm going to let you know your boy is just a wrap.
She cannot keep up that pace.
She came out the gate, huh?
Hey, she thought it was 100.
This must be like the 100 compared. Like,
no, this is the.
This is heat
too.
A full on sprint.
We're going to check in on her in 7 minutes.
Look at
and she's,
her legs.
You know, she got off.
2,000 meters.
2,000 meters?
Yes.
So what is that? That's just like under 2 miles? A little bit?
That's a long time to be in that small little rowboat.
Well, it's not how long it's in there, Jay. It's the tempo at which. Did you see they bust out the gate like.
That young lady from Mexico.
2,000 meters. I think it's 1.24 miles.
Miles? Oh, man. Yeah, this is where you're having a conversation with yourself.
Oh, man.
Backs
what,
hurting.
Thoughts, yeah.
Calves.
What does that pain, what does that burn feel like?
Everything. Look at, you see her thighs and back? I mean, the shoulders, man.
As of now, the first minute, it's an even race.
That's not going
to
last.
Lane one, who got off to the quick start, is already slowing down.
She's from Mexico. That young lady's from Mexico.
Okay.
You can see her oars.
Yeah, this where you.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's technique there.
Mexico, Ireland.
In turn.
Trinidad and Tobago, Greece.
Yeah, you just got to get into your rhythm and keep the rhythm going.
Oh, sounds easy. It's so easy, right?
Sure.
Shut it out.
Well, you have to go down to Nimbus, according to CV. Go down to Nimbus.
Fish Hatchery.
Yeah. And
I swam in there.
Is this going to be a challenge? Is that what
Yes, that's what I'm going. What was it called? Sacramento River Rats? Is that what that team was called?
Hockey team? Roller hockey?
Yeah.
It was the River look, Rats. See, these guys are done already.
Oh, this was a different heat.
Yeah, this.
No, that's just no, that's 500 just meters. They're just timing.
Yeah, that's where they are at 500. Okay.
Yeah, come on now. You thought this was over?
Yes. Well, that's what you did in there. That's what you must, because you were like, man, they still going.
They still going.
Absolutely. And we're going to have a rain delay with the Yankees.
Official game. They played enough.
Oh,
why are they playing?
Oh,
that's a base hit.
Devers, come on.
He just wanted to get him to stop the game because the Yankees lead 1-0.
Yeah, plus, if he would have put his foot in the mud, your boy was going down.
I mean, honestly, that is
just so you know, he was going down.
Yeah, why are they playing? Yeah. Stop that game.
Man down.
All right, we'll come back. We still have a final segment. Again, we'll get you to A's and the Mariners. Still have the crossover coming up. A little bit more straight ahead here on KHDK.
Send him out there.
This music reminds you of Running on the Beach, D.C.?
It's D.C., Running on the Beach, Pepperdine, Baywatch.
Rich Trunks.
Yes. A little too short.
I had air.
Blowing in the wind.
Absolutely.
Our race is still going.
Not really.
It's still probably getting to the finish here. Who was our quick starter, Mexico?
Yeah.
I think she's still in second, though. But
she moved up.
Oh, moved up to second, but she's clearly not hanging with our first place.
She's for that young lady's from Greece right there.
Okay. Test in America. America won the first one, the first heat. Yes. So.
Man, look how strong she is. Ooh-wee, do your thing. Oh, man.
That was more than a heat. That's hot.
Is there, because it's all emotion, it's all a movement, is there something that's at the foot of these boats?
What do you mean?
Wait.
Like your feet are
like
locked
the end
in.
Of the boat, or where your feet are.
Where your feet are.
I think there's just like probably a little just like platform that helps you push off a little bit, but I don't think it moves.
Ireland.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe not. Oh,
Mexico.
Mexico.
Second.
Greece.
That
third.
Was close. Photo finish.
Yeah, that was just whoever's oars were in the water at that
fourth
right
comes
time.
In. And 4 hours later, Team KHDK.
Hey,
coming in.
Listen, man, it's all about finishing.
Just
man.
Getting there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, let me, let your boy get through.
There was, you know, there was, you were talking about you ran a half Ironman.
Yes.
And do you remember the winner's time at all? Do
no,
you at all?
Like, no idea. Gotcha. No idea. But now, the funny thing about that is Like, you go over, for me, this is the only thing I've ever done as far as endurance like this, so I never didn't have any experience in it. But you go through all sorts of different waves of thought processes of emotion. So the first thing is the swim.
Mm-hmm.
And they get do. They have you go in your age groups or whatever. And I think the signifier was you'd have different caps. I can't remember. We might have had purple water caps or whatever. And you, as you're going, you're just going. You're kind of getting your little rhythm. And at times when you're doing it, and I had trained for it, I'm like, I know I can do the swimming. I know I can finish this part. And in the end, I knew I could also do the bike. My least favorite was the half. I just don't like long running. Distance running. But I said, you know what? I'm here to do this. If I have to, I'm not going to win. I'm not competing, except for against myself. If I have to walk, I'm going to finish as long as I finish the bike.
Yeah, sure. Boy.
I'll get there. But I did finish. But you're in the water. So, you know, I'm going through the water and you're swimming. You're in the ocean. This is different. And I'm looking and there's a pier to my right. That's how I'm swimming. I'm like, am I going anywhere? And so you're going through doubts. Like, I thought I could do this. Where's you take a look up and you see the buoy. I'm like, am I? And that's where the turn is. I don't know that I could do this. And then there's a little confidence boost where I passed a cap from someone who was in the group in front. I'm like, ooh, that's a young.
I smoked a red cap.
I think at the time I was like 39 or 30.
Yellow
like,
cap contender.
I passed that 28-year-old.
Yeah.
And then before long, green cap. That's someone behind me that's just going right by me. It's like, okay, so you feel good. Then someone blows by you. And then to the point, though, I got to the halfway point. And moments ago, I'm thinking, I don't know that I can finish. And then you get to the halfway point. Oh, I can do what I just did. It's just like your mind completely
flips the
now
switch.
Now I'm going downhill, even though you're not. You just turn the corner. I'm like, oh, now I'm going back to the shore. Okay, I got it. And then it completely. And I'm sure the world class competitors go through. You know, when you're like, can I get up this hill, or can I, you know, Tour de France and the hundreds of miles they ride.
One thing I ain't hear is shark.
I would have swam faster. I didn't see any. Didn't even think about it when I did it.
Yeah, that's good
you
for
had,
you.
You had one in probably 500 competitors in that water.
Yeah.
So you know, you had good opportunity to
stay in a pack.
That's it.
Don't be an outlier.
That's it.
Whenever I'm food, there's a problem.
You know, I was thinking about this. I was telling the story the other day. I was went to a sea camp, like a camp years ago where you were in Catalina. Mm. So we got to Ooh, I was
Catalina wine mixer.
Yes, that's what it was. You know, you snorkel, swimming, you learn to do different things. It was fun. But one of the first times I ever tried to do scuba diving, the guy would say, okay, you always want to swim with a buddy. And anybody know the reason why you want to swim with a buddy? And it's like, well, you know, you're 8 years old, 9 years old, whatever. And he goes, the other thing is you always want to carry a knife with you if you have it in case you come into danger. And so I'm thinking, wait, where are we going here?
Right.
But his whole point is, you know, if you ever see a shark, and he said this as straight face as he possibly could, if you ever see a shark, because I'm thinking blood shark, he's like, you know what you do? You stab your buddy. I'm like, what? He was like, stab your buddy. Get out of there.
Hey, get out of there.
I'm like, okay. Oh, I wonder if he won Teacher of the Year. Well,
I was wondering where he was going with that.
That's what I was thinking,
now
too.
We got,
I'm like, wait, first off, we don't have a knife.
We learned so much about Jason.
Yeah.
That's something you could only get away with in the 80s.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Stab your buddy. Yeah. Do you guys laugh?
Oh, at first, like, wait, what? One, we didn't have knives. So we were like, Jacques Cousteau. We're just
right.
Kids like trying to. I don't even know how to put this apparatus on. Like, oh, the tank's too heavy.
Yeah. You know? Jason, I'm stabbing you, bro.
Yeah, swim with a buddy that makes sense. Maybe two people can confuse it. No, stab your buddy. I'm like, okay.
Where is that instructor guy?
Exactly. I have no idea. Couldn't even put a face to him.
Jay, find him.
Yes.
Come on. find this guy.
What if we did a team KHTK? They do that, like where you have different
the role
heats. Like I could do the swim. You guys want to do the run.
I'm on the bike.
I'm going to say I would have to be the bike. I couldn't be the
run. No.
Tandem bike with you two.
See,
wait.
No.
So am I swimming and running?
Just so... When we play Monopoly, I'm the dog, okay?
Wait, nobody wants to run?
No, I can't stand it.
Would you rather swim or run?
Run.
Swim or run?
I'd probably swim, but depending on what type of water I'm in.
Where do you want to be, in a lake, or where are you trying to go with it?
I'd rather swim.
A pool?
You'd rather swim?
Yeah.
How far I have to run? 13?
I don't know how much we could do a little small one.
Yeah.
Chris is running. We're making Chris run.
Why are you making...
No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, you're running.
Who is the best cyclist of the three of you?
I am.
Not even fast. Close. I'm out here doing tricks and BMXs and
flips. You're supposed to have a distance. Come on, Jay's jumping curbs. Yeah.
I think I'm beating Chris.
Now. I'm paper boy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He behind the back.
I do an hour on the bike every single day.
Just because you do it, it's no different than finishing the race.
So what? It,
just because you do an hour on the bike, Chris,
it depends
doesn't mean
on
anything.
What a small one means when it comes to running.
Well, probably what's a 5K like? Two miles or something. 2 miles. I think there's
I can do that. I can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I've seen I forget what.
And we can let Lance Armstrong in here.
Bring it on home.
We can let.
Just let me know when Chris so I can get Armstrong. My EPO guy in.
I'll let you do the. I'm not swimming.
Yeah, that's
here's Olympic distance triathlon is 0.93 swim.
Okay.
24.8 bike and 6.2 mile run.
Yeah, I'm not doing this.
That's a bit. That's the next drop. Like, there's even there's other levels.
Give me the
What about a lap in the pool around a block into the corner store?
Maybe we're more of the sprint, which is what
what's that one?
0.47 swim.
Okay.
12 mile bike.
Okay.
3.1 run. That's too much.
I was looking better at the 2.5.
Yeah, 2.5. That extra 0.6, killing you, boy.
Super
man.
Sprint.
That's a half mile, man.
0.25
you
swim.
You want to run a track?
That's
two
more
times. Come on, B.
How about the super sprint? 0.25 swim.
Okay.
6.2 bike. 1.6 run.
Now we're talking.
Okay.
What about the super duper sprint?
That's what I said. To the corner store. Yeah. Down to the telephone pole.
Put your toe in the water.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I would do up to the 3 mile run. You can count me in for that.
Okay.
I'm gonna be like Team Mexico.
Jay gonna run 1.6 and then I'm gonna run the 1.5.
There you go.
Chris is riding.
Oh, Lance Armstrong in here.
I can't get another swimmer? Someone gonna swim?
No, that's you got you. That. You're the one with the fresh pool in the back, that's you.
That's short laps.
Yeah. You or Doug.
I'm sorry.
You or Doug. Yeah, you or Doug.
What if you said if I'm food, you're not doing it. Well, what if it's a place where there's no animals to be worried about?
Yeah. Like the lake.
I can get down. Yeah.
No sharks in a lake.
Maybe a crocodile or two.
Well, we're not doing this in Florida.
Yeah. Okay, you didn't
it's
specify.
California, man.
Okay, specify.
We're not doing a road trip to do a triathlon.
I'll do the run.
Okay.
I'll take care of the run.
Got it.
You know what I'm going to do?
3 miles.
I'm going to coach.
There you go. Understand.
How would you coach us up?
I'm going to leave it all on Lance.
Lance is
bring
our
us
guy.
Home. Bring us home, Lance.
What'd you say, Chris? EpiPen? I got you, buddy. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
But, EPO.
EPO. Okay.
But that is what happens. Like, there's the competitive part. I mean, again, I know I'm not. I was just trying. Let's finish. There's a sense of pride. There were parts on the bike, I remember, and same idea where they would write your age on your calf.
Mm.
And so I'm like, ooh, I just passed this 27-year-old guy. Look at me.
Mm-hmm.
2 seconds later.
53.
67-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Just
blazing.
She lost me. She was so far past me. I'm like, but, I mean, she looks like she does this all the time. But still, she crushed me.
Did you think about trying to hang with her for a little bit?
I tried.
Did you?
I'm gone.
Yeah.
She gone.
Yeah, okay.
She's only 2 years older than you, Jason.
Well, but still, experience.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Was there any time, because obviously you finished it, was there any time where you were like, okay, I'm just ready to sit down. Like, I'm about to sit down right now. I could pull over right now and call it a day.
Not in the swimmer. I mean, there were the doubts. Like, am I going to fit like that?
Yeah.
But I wasn't.
But there was
gonna
never
stop.
A time where you're like, you know what, man, this is it. I'm just pulling over.
The only time I did stop running a couple of times, like, you stop to go get maybe there's people
drink
handing out drinks, and then, like, I'm going to take this a little bit longer. Okay, let's go. But there's different times where people, there's really supportive. And then the one time that was interesting, it was near the end, I could see and kind of hear the finish line on the beach. And we're getting close, and I actually came up on a guy who, the way I would tell it is, if I saw all of us out in the field, like, this guy's going to win. He was about 6'6", had a sponsor, broad shoulders, cut weight. Like, he looked like this is probably what he does professionally. I forget the term. I think they call it, like, if you bonk,
that,
like you
that body start breaking down.
It shut down. Like, he was not, like, he had a glaze to his eye. And, like, I'm like, come on, man, you could do it. Like, I don't even know if he heard me. And
word.
Just... dehydration. I don't know what happened to him, but I mean, he looked as fit as you could possibly be. I'm like, how are you here? I mean, I'm way in the back, and he just something wasn't right. And
man, that's
a little scary.
When you, I was gonna say, when you see people do that and their body, you know, it's kind of like robotic.
It's like it shut him down.
It's like, man,
it's like, you know, when you look, but he's not like, he's just, he had a glazed look.
Yeah, like, when your body starts to talk to you like that,
yeah.
Like, have you like ever ran Olympian, so much that you
throw up?
Right.
Yeah. It's just like, it's about to happen.
Yeah. My friend, man, listen, my freshman year in college, and again, this is coming from the where I come from with no weight training, no different things, you know, just playing on talent. And I got out there in that first week, I mean, I couldn't even walk. And I was looking at people throwing up and throwing, and I'd never seen that.
Yeah.
But then I was like, this is serious. This is real. Oh, we're going to need you to go ahead and take about 5 laps around the school. And I'm like, this is the biggest campus in America right now. You want me to run around this 5 times?
Yeah.
No.
You know it's real when you put your hands behind you when you're about to sit down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you reach it for things. I've experienced all that, man. You know, to be honest, that's like every level there's separation. And the willingness to go through that is a part of separation. Because we used to have 2-a-days, and I'd go home after the first one, like, ain't no way. I'd eat, take a nap, stretch, get up. And I had, psychologically, I had to figure, find the space to go. And not to mention, like, I'm going at, we're competing against somebody. So then as soon as them juices started to flow, I'm good. And but that is like Pat Riley.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man! I mean, he separates. He's going to find. And I would always tell my son this. I said, "Son, if you are going to train for something like this, find your breaking point on your own. Don't let him find it for you,
right?
Or her. Don't that I would. I didn't want to give the coach the gratitude for or the whatever the word is to find like." Oh, there
it broke
it is.
Me.
Yeah. Nah, that's going to be a negative because I've seen it. So I went and found my throw up point on my own, and then I'm like, oh, you're not going to get there. Okay,
yeah. I could never, and I'm not definitely not degrading anything these people that I've seen throw up, but I just was like, I can't show that.
Yeah,
I can't do it. But it was one of those things. Once you were done. And practice was over. You hit 2 corners, and you're like, man, somebody pull out a chair, a car, something motorized. I'm not going to make it. I can't make it back to the house. I'm done.
It's how far are you willing to go?
You sit there for an hour and a half before you even get home. It's like, you know what? I just need a break.
Lactic acid all up in the legs. Yeah. Just wrong. My stepbrother, he was a track and field, ran in the Goodwill Games in Seattle, and when I started getting to this point where I was going to be a professional, I was still in college, but you know, we could kind of see it coming. So I'd train with him in the summertime. He would just drag me all over the place. I mean, we're running hills and stairs, and I mean, throw up the whole deal. And he's just next level. And for me, it was one night, and I finally did it. And I remember passing him, and I was like, damn. Okay. And then we got to these stairs. And when I got to the top, I turned around and I was like, I got him. And when he got up, he threw up. And right then he was like, after he wiped his mouth, he was like, I bless you.
you did it.
You're it. Yeah. You're ready. You're ready now. But it took me like my whole life. you know what I'm saying? Though. Yes.
That's the breakthrough.
Oh, it was big. We laugh about that all the time now.
What was that coach name that you got fired again?
Hey, come on, man. Leave that man alone.
What was that dude's name?
Richardson, I believe. Richardson. Was his last name.
Yeah. Stab your buddy.
Where's he at?
Yeah. Where you at? That's the same guy. I think it's the same guy. We've determined. His what? Life changed.
So you're saying I stabbed him blood everywhere. Yep. Sharks just came
Sharks
on
went
in.
After him. You were good.
I'm just like, hey, yep. Holla at you.
Blood over there. All right, before we get you to the A's, let's get you let's get our crossover from the morning show.
What's happening on the Carmichael Dave Show? Let's find out right now with the crossover. Here's today's crossover.
Doug. Crossover question, Jason and Doug. Very simple. This time tomorrow, the Olympics will be close to being underway. Scale of 1 to 10. I know I asked this before. I want to ask it again. Scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for the Summer Olympics?
It's normally a 10.
Yes, it is.
There's a few things that are right now, but honestly, you know, hearing anthems, hearing, watching competition, I'll get back to a 10, but I don't know, 8?
Yeah, I'm
9?
Probably right in there, 7, yeah. 8, right in there. I agree with you because I, like when I go home, I turn this on the last few days. I'm in. And,
yeah.
And I watch stuff that.
Like this.
Yes.
The rowing, the skull.
Yeah, we're
I'll
watching
watch that.
Skull. I mean.
Team handball.
Oh, yeah. I'm tuned in. I don't, whatever. I'm in. If,
sure.
I'm rooting
track.
For America. Yep. And now I learn about people that I never knew. Swimmers, Katie Ledecky. Mm-hmm. And, I'm just like all in. I don't watch swimming all the time, but when it's on, yeah. I'm in. So I'm I'm super excited, man. Let's get at it.
Just need the games to get going.
Come on.
And it will be tomorrow. All right. A's baseball coming up. Over under today, by the way, 4.5 runs for the A's. It's putting you on the test against Seattle. Over
unfortunately,
under.
I'm going to go over.
Just the Mariners need one more run than them for you.
Oh, yeah. We put up a 7 spot.
Wow. Yeah. Lose 8-7.
No.
Anyway.
5-7.
A's baseball coming your way next right here on Cage to Cage.